This is Wasted Time.
Holy shit. How about if it takes a little longer to start a show? Wasted Time is back.
What's going on?
Jesse.
Wasted Time. Hello, how you doing?
This is the most well-named podcast show ever, the Wasted Time, because I've never wasted more of my own time than getting on this show.
You're welcome. It's Wasted Time. We brought it back only on a two-year hiatus. Me and Jesse went out on our solo projects and went nowhere.
Only?
It's been about 2 years, right?
There was a lot of lawsuits, I heard. Lawsuits
about
the name.
About 2 years now. About 6 years.
A couple of restraining orders against Jesse. Violent, you know what I mean? As often happens in art, people get angry. There's a lot of tension in relationships.
I know Jesse was like, fuck this. I'm moving to California. I'm doing a solo project.
Yeah.
And he broke up the band.
That's right. And I... and I'm doing nothing, so I'm back.
Well, we're actually... This is weird because Jesse is actually... We're FaceTiming Jesse. Jesse lives in California, in Sacramento. He's got a hamburger on his bed.
That's right. We're doing a recording East Coast and West Coast, same time.
Right. Jesse is in a totally different time zone. You know what I mean? In his own head as well as...
physically?
Physically, right?
But I'm glad. I'm back. We're back. We're back. I'm fucking so excited.
I'm talking to you from the past.
Ah, fuck me. What?
I'm fucking excited.
Now, you guys had a... there was a lot of... there was a lot of contention in your... Since Jesse left, there's a lot of... in your relationship, like the guys from Oasis, the Gallagher brothers, there was a lot of like tension and fighting, but you love each other.
Jesse
and,
had to pursue his solo career. Yeah. I told him it would never work, but, you know, he's got
to
live.
Yeah, that's right. I had to do my own thing.
He had to live his dream.
Absolutely. So and, he's living in a padded cell
right? I had to move to California and do it big.
Yeah.
And he's drinking.
And he's wearing ankle bracelet. Yeah. He's under house arrest somewhere. He won't tell us where.
I know. I keep asking him, why don't you come back? And he never gives us a straight answer.
They won't let me tell you. It's a secret.
Yeah. We just the only contact and news we hear about Jesse is on a police blotter. Wherever we just see updates. Jesse was just picked up for something, right?
That's right. That's the only way.
It's like, what's going on with Jesse? Oh, let's turn on
I'm
the police
notorious.
Blotter. Notorious Jesse.
To paint the picture for those of you in the Wasted Time fans that have been, I don't know, not knowing what to do with yourself since the show's been off the air.
Hey, we've moved up a little bit.
Yes, we have. We're now living in a much smaller booth than we had before, right? We've actually, if that was possible, we were in a bat cave in the somewhere with breathing in asbestos during every podcast, and now.
But even breathing.
That's right. Now, exactly. Now we're looking like something out of Shawshank Prison here.
Yeah. What's even more fun though is watching the people that are looking at us.
I'm trying to escape. I'm trying to get out of here.
I'll tell you what. Your studio's bigger than ours.
Hey, at least you guys are in a studio.
Yeah, but yours is bigger,
that's
and
right,
you have a bed in
huge.
It.
Come on. Yeah, we have a studio.
And I got a bed.
Yeah, your digs look really, really frightening, and
what's
we're
that?
Envious of you. That's the scary part. The wherever you are looks actually very, very confined, and yet we actually would trade places with you in a heartbeat.
It looks like he's in a mental institution.
It totally does.
It looks like he was in a mental institution, but he was good 1 week, and they let him put a poster on the wall. And then he was good another week, and they gave him a hamburger stuffed animal or whatever fuck it is.
Yeah, that was for good behavior. Good
hang on.
So for those of you, yeah.
Go to your bed now.
Right now, we're looking at Jesse.
What the fuck is that thing right now?
The hamburger. What's that all about?
Is that Play-Doh? What is that over there? And you've got the Buddha?
And then it looks like, is that a Buddha or a purse?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Dude, turn right. Just turn right.
And I got a hamburger.
You know, this is weird. For the people that are listening to the podcast, we're talking about stuff they're not even seeing.
I know.
Let me just paint the scene. We're looking at Jesse on a tiny screen, okay? We're looking at Jesse on basically, I don't know what it is. We've got
iPad.
Yeah, on an Etch-a-Sketch here. We've got, we're staring at Jesse. And in back of him, there's a jar of Dinty Moore beef stew and some kind of, like, I don't know, some kind of amulet that conjures up, you know, an Indian god or something from Pan.
Dude, turn around. Jesse, trust me, turn around.
Turn around?
Yeah.
Genie, by the way.
What's that red shit on your
you
bed?
Want me to turn around?
Yeah.
The red shit on
your
bed.
What's on your bed? There's a jar of something.
Where?
You don't want to know.
No, I want to know.
Is that
I
lubricant?
Totally
is that lubricant? What is
there
that?
A jar? I see a hamburger and a Buddha.
I don't know what that is.
Come on. What's wrong with you?
From
what
this
is it?
Angle, that's, it looks like,
you got to have the lube.
Where's lube? Where are you guys seeing
Dude,
this?
Just what the fuck is it?
Where?
No, it's not lube. I don't know.
On his bed,
Genie,
right
that's
there.
A hamburger.
That's a hamburger. No, from this angle, you can't
put
see.
Put your glasses on. It's a hamburger.
That's a hamburger.
Yeah, that's a hamburger.
It's a hamburger and a Buddha.
Yeah, now I see it.
Hang on.
What?
What is it?
It's a hamburger.
Stuffed hamburger?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, it's a model of a hamburger. It's a model of a hamburger or
get
an actual hamburger?
This is going to be very interesting if this podcast is ever on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, which it won't be. Trust
it's
me.
A
not
bang.
This
episode. Oh, my
it's a
gosh.
There you go.
Yeah, you don't understand. We yeah.
It's a fucking bank. Is that a bank? It's a bank.
Jesse, are you... Jesse,
That's
I have a question. I have
That's
a question.
My savings account.
A lot of people are calling in, Justin. They just want to know, are you under...
That's his I'm trying to save up to come back to New York money.
Oh, my God.
I'm saving up so I can come out there.
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
Yeah, this is
you know, we can end the podcast now, and right it was now. The best podcast ever.
Yeah. Are you under house arrest
save
over there?
Save your nickels for Jesse.
Oh, my God. You have no idea.
I want to see you shake the hamburger. Is there any savings in there?
Wait, do I need to stand on
We
no,
need to, you
no,
need to
put.
You need to get a
nothing.
You need to get a screen grab of
Look
this because it's. I know.
Oh, you know what? We should be filming it on your phone.
Yeah.
What?
Film it on your phone.
I said that.
I didn't even think about
oh,
that.
Damn.
Oh wow, he does have some savings. I heard it.
Yeah.
I heard it.
Yeah, you did.
I heard some savings. Oh man, I'm really slipping. I need to be doing sound effects.
It sounds like you've saved up enough to buy Pez.
Damn.
That's it. I got a whole car last time.
Can we have a dam, please?
Oh, I'm looking for it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh man,
what are you doing? Ugh. What's going on? What am I missing here? By the way, I'm Brian Scott McFadden. Since no one introduced me on the show.
I know. Well, you kind of just jumped right in.
I'm trying to, but I don't know what's happening.
All right,
we're
hold on. Hey, welcome to the show, Brian Scott McFadden.
Welcome back to Wasted Time.
Comedian.
Yeah.
Awesome to be here on Wasted Time.
There's no format.
There is no format.
You just
there's no talent
in.
Either. That's what. There's no format and no talent.
You stumble into the room, and then you figure
there's
out
no
who
format.
The fuck they are later. You go, oh
exactly.
my, you Google them. You go, who was that guy?
Exactly. Right. We're we're recording out of a porta potty right now that we built into the comic strip comedy club at 82nd and 2nd right now. Thank you for that sound effect right there. That is exactly what we're – that is the booth that we're calling – Oh, my God. This is unbelievable.
Just welcome back, Wasted Time.
No,
wow, this is the classiest show on the air. This is not exactly Charlie Rose, in case you guys haven't guessed.
This show is so that it's
That's awesome.
And I fuck
Yeah.
And then we
Yeah.
It's just awesome.
That's fucking
gosh.
True, by the way.
Can we just have more
Could you get a little more in sync with the bleeping? Right.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Could you get better with the fucking bleeping? Because your fucking bleeping is a little fucking off. All right. Wow. For those of you that wondered why Wasted Time was canceled, this should give you ample evidence.
We weren't canceled. Right. We went to pursue solo projects.
Yeah, that's like you broke up with me. No, I ditched her. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
I broke up with her, right? This show, no, we both, we quit to pursue solo projects, and all those got canceled. So,
Ryan,
you know.
We're back.
This is the first thing.
I know. It's the first thing back. You know, but that's my job. I'm just trying to throw one-liners in to fill the space. Now we're just hitting random sound effects.
That was my... Well, it's remember the old car alarm...
That's awesome. Look, what program is that?
I know. I
want that.
I know.
That's fantastic. Give me that.
Just kidding.
What is that? Hold on.
It's a thousand sounds or some shit. Oh, look at Jesse. Are you getting high or is that a cigarette?
Oh, that's great.
Well, wouldn't he like to know?
By the way, I have a spot here soon.
Oh,
what time?
Clearly we haven't started. There's still seating.
Oh, that's true.
Apparently Brian's leaving to go to another spot.
Yeah. I have another podcast. I have another podcast, an even smaller booth from here, right? It's in a matchbox somewhere.
That's impossible.
Jesse, you got out at just the right time. Can I just say that? Yeah, you bailed on wasted time. You know what I mean? I didn't think. Wow.
Here,
oh,
stop?
My gosh. Here, how good is that one?
Hold on. Here, look, Jesse.
Hang
look.
On. Ow.
You see Richie over there?
Wow. This is you know, people are tuning this podcast out as fast as they can right now.
No, they're not. What are you talking about, man? These are the best sound effects ever.
I know, but...
Do it.
People go, hey,
look
man,
at,
let's
look
tune
at
into...
Jesse just fucking smoking it up.
Well,
that's
yeah,
what
but
I
no
do.
One,
that's it?
Yeah, but no
we
one can
no
see
more?
That. All right, so...
Oh, I mean, he's just sitting there waiting for the next question.
Yeah, what are we doing here? Is there a topic for this?
No, that's the whole point of wasted time. There's
never
a topic.
Well, get people caught up on the historical. You know what I mean? It's like the Star Wars. They have to give the backstory.
Speaking of Star Wars.
For those people who are just jumping in now on what happened to Wasted Time, because there's a lot of people out there. We were getting a lot of letters and calls.
We were doing great.
Right, yes.
The show was going great.
The show was going great.
And then Jesse had to go and move.
And then egos.
Douche.
And Jesse was like the Yoko Ono, and he
yeah,
had to like
did.
Screw
I
everything
he
up.
He is the Yoko Ono. Yeah, you're right.
He broke up the band.
You did, Jesse. The wounds are starting to heal now. But, Jesse, there was a lot of pain. When you left, there was a lot of heartache, a lot of pain. You stuck a knife in the heart of the one of the most popular podcasts.
Dude,
around.
We were doing good, too. Like, we were up in the top 20.
Right.
Things were amazing. Things weren't happening
left
and right.
We were doing good.
And then Jesse's just like, you know what? I don't want to deal with success. I just want to go move.
Yeah. What are you doing out there, Jesse?
I'd rather go drink Jameson 3 hours.
Because a lot of people are writing
away.
In, they're calling, and they're saying,
working.
What happened to Jesse?
I'm not doing shit, really.
Okay. Well, thanks for that riveting backstory.
Thanks for catching us up.
I'm not doing anything. Well, thank you. That's radio right there. That's exciting radio.
I'm not doing a damn thing.
Well, make up a story.
I'm just checking out California.
Okay.
It's not much of a story.
Well, are you done yet?
I mean, I was living in Utah for a little while.
Okay.
I was living in Utah. That's where I moved at first.
There was
a goddamn thing happening there.
Did you convert to Mormonism?
And so I said, hey, I'm going to check out California.
We're back on the delay again, apparently.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Watch this, everybody.
I was born and raised Mormon.
Hey, watch this, everybody, for our listeners, if you never heard of what a delay is. Watch this. Hey, Jesse, when I say go, say hello. Go.
Hello.
There you go.
And
there's that's
your
what we're
delay.
Dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you out there.
Woo!
So right. it's not
but
that
it's
he's.
Okay. We're gonna get it figured out.
It's not that he's being rude and interrupting everybody.
No.
There's a
it's,
delay.
I'm a little slow. I'm really.
It's
a little
like a,
slow.
What is it? No, let's time it. How much is the delay? Say hello.
We don't have a wasted
I know,
time.
I know. I
stopwatch.
Do. I do. I will do it right now. I have a stopwatch right here. Hang on.
The podcast has come down to timing
this
the
is
delay.
What it is. Yeah. This is how exciting. This is one of the most exciting, riveting things
but you
you've
know
done
what?
On the show.
It's Claude. Probably more interesting than hearing an interview with some comic. Oh, hey, Brian.
Hey, thanks a
I'm
lot.
I'm just joking.
Ow.
Hey-o.
A knife in the heart right there. Clock. Hold on. Oh, clock. Here we go. You ready? Now we're going to test the delay. This is how exciting things have gotten. All right, Jesse, when I say hello, you say yeah. Okay? So, hello.
Yeah.
All right, it's not
all right,
too
that
bad.
Was a 3-second delay.
All right,
well,
3 seconds.
It's not bad.
Okay, that's not too bad. That's not too bad.
I don't think so either.
We're aware of it.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. Can we just tell people he's special ed, and that'll be fine.
Jesse doesn't know how to pay attention.
I'm just retarded. Ta-da!
I have a hamburger with change.
Yes, this is.
With change.
I think every couple minutes you should pick the hamburger
it's
up
not,
and shake it.
It's not
a
waste of time. It's autism
I
speaks.
Know,
it's
I'm not sweating in here, and I'm glad.
Yeah, this is the.
You're not.
No, I'm not.
That's right, because our third guest of the evening is the AC.
We actually have an air conditioner.
Let me
we're
see what
interview.
AC has to say tonight. AC, what do you think?
What's happening?
The air conditioning is having a longer delay than Jesse.
We were interviewing the air conditioner.
Yeah. Are you guys okay now?
Yeah, the air conditioner is giving us more interesting backstory than you are, Jesse.
You going to go get a shot?
What did I do?
I'm joking.
Shots?
No, we're good.
Brian, are you drinking?
I got a show to do. I got to go on in 15 minutes. I can't go on.
Oh, so he definitely wants a shot.
He's a goddamn professional.
Thank you. Go.
Yeah, you're going to do a shot?
Nothing.
Just one?
I'll do one, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I have no phone. We're getting... Phone? What do you need a phone for? Yo, just go get shots.
I don't have a bartender, so I'm going to get my own shot.
I don't have a phone.
Jesse just left. What happened?
I have no idea what my phone is.
All right, so...
Oh, your phone's right here, Jeannie. It's on. No, it's not.
Hey, so
shots. Brian's gonna do a shot.
I'm gonna do a shot. We're all gonna do a shot.
And he's gonna reminisce about his dad.
Right.
Oh, stop.
Here we go again.
All right. Brian was a guest on Wasted Time. Like what? Obviously more than 2 years ago.
I don't know. You were so wasted.
You were our
remember.
Favorite. But I fucking loved. That was
Thank
the best
you.
One I ever had.
Thank you. I enjoyed
the best
that.
Interview. And that
I was fucking drunk during that one. I missed it.
I think
you were there.
I think you missed this one too.
Yeah. Yes, I was. Yes, I think right after I was on, the show was canceled.
Don't do your shot yet, Jesse. I know there's a delay.
I got my shot.
All right, but hold on. Jeannie just went to go get us shots.
Okay.
So we can't. You know, I know.
So can we take some calls?
So like he can do. Yeah, we can actually. Should we call somebody?
No call. This is the only show where we call
Brian?
Other people instead of them calling us.
Should we?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
No show. We don't have any calls coming in. We just have calls going out.
Let's call the pizza place.
I don't know. Let's order something from Chipotle.
I think that Jesse needs to start bringing guests in on his side, too.
Yeah, you and me
I could
both.
Do that.
We should do that. I think we should because we have to expand. We need some L.A. or not L.A., sorry, West Coast.
Yeah, the East Coast.
Influence.
Yeah, it's
West
like a rap.
Side?
Yeah.
It's like a rap war. East Coast, West Coast podcast.
I do know a lot of musicians out here, so we might be able to get somebody out here.
I'm totally down with doing musicians. If you can, you know, because we're on FaceTime, you can actually go to a gig. If you want to film somebody, you know, have somebody playing or whatever, you know, like we need to like expand this shit better. It's wasted time. 2.0.
I still think we should have a comedian every time, though.
Well, of course. That's the easy part.
Yeah.
I'm in the fucking green room.
Yeah.
What did you give us?
We've graduated from the basement and into a professional sound booth, but we built
Except for
it.
Me. I'm in a fucking bedroom.
Yeah, but you got a hamburger and a Buddha.
Goddamn right I do.
I'm so fucking excited that we're back. It's ridiculous. All right,
shots.
Jesse, you ready to do your shot?
You got
I
a shot?
Horrible tequila.
All right, horrible tequila and Jameson.
What are you talking about,
horrible? Ah, salute.
He Ready? Said he's drinking our horrible tequila.
Do it.
Damn.
Do it.
That was the smallest shot ever.
I was spilling it on my way here.
Ah, man.
Wow.
Fucking egg.
I just embalmed.
Horrible.
I just embalmed myself. That was awesome.
Hey, so did you guys see... American Pharoah, fucking first Triple Crown winner since 1978.
I'm very excited.
What'd we see?
I'm not.
That the Triple Crown. Somebody won the Triple Crown. The Belmont Stakes was today.
Oh, no shit. Like, no, yeah. I don't think
I hear there, there's rumors that the horse was juicing. Though,
oh, really?
So, yeah, there's steroids.
Juicing, huh?
Alex Rodriguez was juicing him up.
Alex Rodriguez was seen leaving the stall just before the thing with a hypodermic needle, right? So, I don't want to say anything. I'm not saying anything. Don't quote me on that, but there was a rumor that Jose Canseco was actually, and Alex Rodriguez. We're taking pony rides on American Pharoah just before the thing. Okay, so
yeah.
So there is going to be an investigation, and don't be surprised if Jesse is implicated. I don't know how, but somehow.
It's true.
Yeah. Thank you. That was the JFK assassination sound effect for no reason.
Jesse, where are
All right.
you?
He's in his bedroom.
I know.
How am I? I'm fantastic.
He's at the mental hospital.
Jesse, are you? Did you join the clergy? Looking at the back, you should see the picture of your room right now. It looks like you're studying the priesthood. That's what it looks like.
I am.
Yeah. It doesn't it look like
I'm back in the Mormon Church? Yeah. I'm becoming
monkish.
What is it?
A bishop?
Monkish.
Yeah, it is a little monkish. Oh boy.
I'm a simple guy.
Wow. I can't wait to get to my set. Like.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. I have to do that.
Just like,
wow. Am I? Whose show is this? Am I?
Do it again.
I have to. What's that? That's my. That's my. Oh my God. That was pretty good.
Wow. It was amazing. Very good.
All right. All right.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So, for all of you Wasted Time fans out there.
Are you rolling a joint?
I wish I was rolling a joint. I have joints rolled. I wish I could light it.
Now, I think you should give a basic rundown of the show, the format. What's the show about?
There is no format. The show's about is about being drunk and just letting
pussies.
Yeah. Thank you.
Exactly. Thank you, Jesse.
What's that?
Formats are for pussies.
The formats are for pussies.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Formats are for vaginas.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Sorry. For our more sensitive listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. We try to be as politically.
I love how Jeannie loves to just fucking not put the headphones on.
Yeah. She's rebellious.
Yeah, but then you can't hear Jesse.
Can't hear me, can she?
You can hear him?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Really?
Jeannie's on a 20-minute
delay. Exactly.
Jeannie's on a 20-minute delay.
Jeannie loves to talk and hang out and be on the podcast, but she doesn't want to speak into the microphone, and she doesn't want to hear what anybody's saying.
Wow.
Well, I mean, that's what she used to do in the first place.
But she was taking pictures then, at least.
I took a lot of really good pictures.
That's
right. I got pictures of you.
It was the superstar.
Well, I want to see them. Where are they?
They were posted 2 years ago.
Is this mic even working? Am I even on here?
You're on.
All right.
Wait, if you put the headphones on, this doesn't work?
Yes. But you can't hear what Jesse's saying.
I can hear what Jesse's saying. I have headphones on.
Jesse, I just don't care.
Well, you see.
You're goddamn right you do.
See, did you hear what he said?
No.
All right.
He said he loves you.
I said I love him first. All right.
Whatever. Oh, look, now she's putting on a headphone, so you better say something worthwhile, Jesse.
Go, baby.
Hi.
You look so much better than you did fucking whatever the hell you were here.
Jesse, you look like you really do. You look like you should be joining a boy band. That's how good you look.
Almost.
Well, he has hair now. He didn't have hair. He had a shaved head before, and he had glasses.
And you have contacts now.
Is this actually Jesse? Because I'm convinced that he kidnapped the guy.
I know.
There's a guy in the back under that bed, right? That's actual Jesse's being held captive.
Under the bed.
Yeah.
I know. There is something weird under the bed over there.
There is something under that bed.
What is that red thing under your bed
over
there?
What's under
Jesse,
the bed?
Jesse,
it looks like a ball gag.
Jesse, is there a Cub Scout under your bed right there?
Who's that peeking out?
Yeah.
Two of them.
Timmy.
Two Boy Scouts in one.
Timmy, raise a finger if you're being held against your will.
Lift the bed.
Timmy's in the back.
Timmy.
Wow.
Look at Timmy and Jimmy. Trying to make this guy a waitress. It's never going to happen.
We're commenting on stuff that's going on in the
Oh boy!
Wow, this is awesome. You know, I'm running the podcast. How am I?
Headphones on. What?
All right. Well, I'm trying to get some semblance of order to this because I have to go on stage soon.
Do you know if George is here yet?
I don't know.
Who's running this show?
All right, nobody.
I have never seen
nobody
a more well-oiled machine than this.
Apparently, we were supposed to have George Wallace on the show.
Yes. This is how magic happens.
Yes. But not the comedian, the actual governor of Alabama. We're actually going to have George Wallace, the guy who barred the door.
What?
Roberto introduced George to some other club downtown.
Really?
Yeah.
George Wallace.
All right, so can you go? Why? Is that where? Is he gone? Can you go see if he's here and get shots?
Get more shots. That's what the show needs. More liquor.
Goddamn right, guys.
I know.
Wasted Time, one of the most important underpinnings of the Wasted Time experience was the fact that almost everyone involved in it was drunk or high while they were doing it.
That's the point.
Well, that's my point. That's my point, is that that was the...
Shots and George Wallace.
Shot.
So now we have people in other states that are getting wasted and coming on the show, which is awesome.
Yeah, well, we're making it bi-coastal.
Exactly. We're making we're turning people in other states into addicts. That's awesome. Jesse tried to escape this, and now we're getting bad habits brought back to him directly to him.
He did try to escape once
I'm back.
They keep pulling me back in.
Yeah.
Shots. What, James?
No, I got to go on stage. No more come shots.
No, 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 no. James, come here. Oh, he just left.
All right.
I was about to hook up. I don't know. Jeannie needs to go see if George is here.
Well,
somewhere.
I have to go on stage in 5 minutes.
Who's on there right now? You're not first. Lenny Marcus is first.
No.
Yes, he is.
What time's my... Hold on.
Jesse, Brian doesn't know what time he's going on.
Yeah, this is...
What's that?
Brian McFadden doesn't know what time he's going on.
God damn it, Brian.
Hold on.
Don't you miss it?
Today, I know. 11:10 I go on.
Yeah, what time is it?
It's 5 to 11.
James, the bartender here at the comic strip / comedian, right?
You got plenty of time.
Hey, Jesse. So this is our new bartender.
Who's this guy?
He's our new bartender,
it's
James.
What's your
name? My name's James Fury. I'm a working comedian. And when I say working, I mean
are you though?
When I say working, I mean like I have a fucking job.
It means he's bartending here and
he's
then
not
has
working
a day
as
job.
A comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
He's working for spots?
Yeah, you may recognize me because I work at the bar in the front.
The fucked up part is I keep forgetting he's a comedian. I'm like, why would he want to come in and do the podcast? Yes. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. He's a comedian. First of all, the name of the podcast, me and Jesse used to work here.
He moved
to California. And the name of the show is Wasted Time. The whole point is we get drunk and interview comedians.
No, I have to go on stage.
Sounds like a good time.
There we go. All right, so that's Jesse over there with the hamburger. This is James.
Nice to meet you.
That's Brian in the corner.
Yeah, how you
and that's
doing?
Jeannie.
I can't see Brian.
All right, hold on.
Wait, hold on. Look, how's this?
I just turned you off.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Wow, this is... hey.
Wait, are you still there?
I think you broke it.
I did, but we can still hear you.
Can you hear me?
There
you are.
I just hung up on him.
Oh, no.
Jesse had to see Brian.
Yeah.
All right, look. This guy don't fuck around, though. He's calling right back.
There you go.
There you go.
Back. Hello, you're on the air.
Wait, it takes a second.
Oh. Rush Limbaugh. Hello.
There he is. Do you see him?
I see him.
You're on Rush Limbaugh. What can I do for you?
Yeah. You're on Rush.
Unknown from God. Talent.
Have you seen enough of him yet? Because I got to put this thing down. Okay, cool. Okay.
I don't think Rush would fit in this podcast
no, he wouldn't.
Booth.
He would probably eat it if Rush was here. He would eat the booth. All right, well, for those of you, I'm going to give play-by-play of what's going on here.
Dude, it is tiny in here. We're about to build it bigger.
Which is not that difficult.
Apparently,
it doesn't get any smaller than
this. The name of the podcast is Wasted Time, so how the fuck would you have the host of Wasted Time deciding how big the room should be? So clearly, I fucked up.
Yeah.
So we're making it a little bigger. Oh, all right. Hold on. Jesse, you got a shot?
Hold on.
Oh, boy. Wow. You had one job.
Whoa, there
Jesse, you had one job.
He's got 4 shots in.
I love the guy. The fact that,
dude, 4 shots, vagina. I'm way more than that.
Oh, I love the fact
4 shots of tequila.
Yeah. Here, hold on. Let me ask the bartender. How many shots have I already had? Do you know?
I think it's 2 or 3.
Oh, really? That's it? All right. I'm sorry. You're the bigger man, Jesse.
Goddamn right I am.
All right. You ready? All right. Shots.
Yes.
All right. To you. Oh, wait. Hold on. Hold on. Don't drink it. Oh, wait, Jeannie.
I got to go on stage.
All right.
I can't.
Mike's not real. Brian's not really doing one. We're pretending.
Brian's
in a second.
He is a professional. All right. Look, you did our working bartender. I'll do his.
I got to catch up.
I love the fact that I have a show in your club and you want to get me, like, blasted, like, before the show. Not that I can't handle 2 shots, but please, I got to be a professional comedian. Hey, guys, how are you? Fucking all.
Look at this guy sucking on a lemon. What
Yeah, tequila's horrible.
Is he doing... Yeah,
he's
doing...
Yeah,
I know.
And it's cheap tequila.
Who hates it?
Welcome to Waste of Time, the new show.
George not here?
Who?
George?
No, I haven't seen him.
I haven't seen him?
Did he leave?
James!
Yo!
Does he know that he was supposed to go on the air? I'm good, Jesse. How are you?
Can you look in the office? Right. You think he's in the office?
Well, do you want me to, like, vamp for a little while? What's going on in the news? I have no idea. You know what I mean? Like,
I love how we get guests and they have to run the show.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
What's
this is the funniest thing.
About this?
I come on the show. Hey, just be a guest on the show. And now I'm hosting my own show here at the Comic Strip.
We find the strongest comedians that we can.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
and we pay them.
We black out.
And we don't pay them. Right?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. There's no money in podcasts.
I know. Could I get some nachos or something over here? Is there anything on the back?
Are you getting high out over there, or is that a fucking, like,
this
a hookah?
I smoke this between my cigarettes.
But what is it? Is it like a, is it tobacco or weed?
It's got nicotine in it, but it's water, it's vapor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm fucking doing a...
Well, a lot of times we invite guests on, and then they flee the premises when they see the booth, and that's pretty much what happened, I believe. We had, who was booked? Paul Reiser, Seinfeld. There was a bunch of people. We had an all-star cast from the show Empire. The entire cast of the show Empire were going to come in.
What time did this show start? Did we start on time?
Our stand-up show or this show?
Not this show, okay. Obviously. That one. Like, Mike's still on stage. Mike's like, still on stage, yes. The show should have started it.
Okay. Is Lenny here, or do I have to go on?
I don't see anybody.
Because I should, I'd love to be able to do this with you, but I have to go.
Well, you're second, though.
Yeah, but Lenny's not here, so somebody has to go on. That's
I know,
point.
But he's supposed to be here.
I'm very well aware of that, Tom. I know the way comedy works.
But there's nothing we can do about that right now.
That's true.
I just need to know what time we started the show.
Well, you booked the club, so I do. I do whatever you
want. We start a little late,
but I'm in a corner. Oh, we started 10 minutes late.
Yeah.
All right, so we're good.
Oh, so
all right,
we're
so
good.
What's going on, Brian?
Oh, Tommy, what can I tell you? It hasn't been the same since Wasted Time went off the air. The original Wasted Time was one of my favorite wastes of time.
Dude, I love that. You were our favorite guest. You were
I know, and I was only on once. It was so memorable that was they it? Almost spun it off into another podcast.
Was it only once?
It seemed like seven times.
It seemed like you were on every episode.
It really does.
Oh, look at Jeannie sneaking out, leaving.
Yeah,
I'm just going to leave.
Even the people that own the club are walking out of the show. That's how sad it is, right? Right. That's the saddest thing ever.
Well, all right. Well, James, what's going on?
Not much, man.
James is the bartender, and he's also a working comedian. Well, we can't tell if he's working as a bartender and a comedian, or just a bartender and not working as a comedian.
No. Nobody's paying me for this shit.
Nobody's paying for this. Okay.
Well, we're paying him the bartender.
How much do you need? Because we may hire you right
Where'd
now
you
on the spot.
Where'd you get another shot?
It was my spot.
Son of a bitch.
I know, really. You're being paid in liquor.
Yeah. Right? Gotta play catch up.
James, where are you from?
James, is
James from down south?
What part?
South Jersey.
Could you be more ambiguous, right?
South Jersey.
Jersey is not the South. In case you don't know, I don't know my Civil War history, but I believe Jersey was not on the side of the Confederacy.
No, I believe okay? you're right.
I think, and there wasn't a big slave population in Newark. You know what I mean? So here we go.
All right. For some reason, something's going on Jesse's end. He just texted me, and my text's not going through. He said it sounds weird.
Oh, it sounds weird.
For some reason.
And how long have you worked here, Jay?
You guys are standing okay now, though.
I'm doing a...
Oh, it is?
I'm trying to do an interview with
you. I don't know.
Hey, I'm trying to interview James.
I know.
God damn it, James.
Can you continue your interview? Thank you.
Yeah,
okay. Guest Brian McFadden
interviewing
the guests.
This is the first... You have to understand, this is the first Wasted Time episode back, and there's a few, how should we say, glitches, ghosts in the machine, as they say it.
A few bugs
were working out.
Yeah. I know. I think actually we should take a 3 minute and 59 second break. How long the song is going to be?
How about a 3 month break? How about that?
we took a two year break. Holy shit!
Years,
I
mean.
Yeah.
All right. I want to just make sure everything's good. We're going to take a break, Jesse, and then we'll be right back. All right.
Thanks for having me.
Fucking fantastic. I need a cigarette.
All right. I guess we're back, but Jesse's not. So it's just me. That's not good. Well, you can kind of hear Brian McFadden is on stage right now, actually. Wow. Jesse, where are you? All right, we're going to take a break. Jesse's gone. So hold on. We'll be right back. This is a waste of time.
So how was your set?
All right, we're back. It's Wasted Time. Jesse, Tom, E. We got George Wallace here. Jesse?
Yeah, I'm here.
Jesse, are you with us?
I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we do. We hear you very well, and you're looking very good. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon.
I try.
Well, that's good.
I think it's the first intercoastal podcast, West Coast, East Coast, through an iPad.
Right.
This is pretty cool, you know? And I can see you, Jesse.
Technology.
Jesse, what is with the cheeseburger behind you? Are we going to eat that or what? Is that a Super Burger, Smash Burger? Is that an Umi Burger? Is that, what kind of burger is that behind
you? I was told to put random things behind me, and that's all. That's what I had. I had a cheeseburger, and I got Buddha right over here.
Okay, well, it looks good, man, because I'm in California. You got Carl's Jr. Listen, I have not been to Carl's Jr. in 20 years, right? They got a new burger called Diablo. Diablo. And it is fantastic. It is fantastic. And I just haven't been there in 20 years.
I just made my own All-American burger tonight.
Did you? Well, how about that?
See, how about that? The new one got out?
The new one, yeah.
The All-American was getting a hot dog.
You know, and they have the Carl's Jr. and Hardee's. They have the one, the sexual one, when things are dropping. That burger, you know, you see the sausage dropping? Well, mine dropped. I caught that sauce before it hit my shirt. Not tonight. That's how good it was. Not tonight. We're so happy to be with you. What's on your mind?
Oh, my God. You know what? I need to turn that speaker down there. You totally hear Mike Britt talking right now from the stage. Do you hear that, Jason?
You know we can hear everybody on stage, right?
I know. Hold on one second. I'm sorry. Okay. We're so very impressed.
If it ain't one thing, it's another.
It's called Wasted Time, which means we're pretty much fucked.
No. Can we get somebody out here? Just you'll always be able to hear them or what? If you can turn it, off, it's okay.
How much better is that now?
That's much better.
What's up?
That's much better.
Sorry about that. Oh, my God. All right, so we're lucky enough to have George Wallace here, and I'm climbing over chairs and air conditioners and trying to turn the music down in the comedy show in the next room at the Comic Strip Live.
This is the world-famous comic strip, and I tell you what, if you haven't been here, you haven't been to a real comedy club. This is a club that started back in 1976 with the likes of Jerry Seinfeld and George Wallace and even Chris Rock washing dishes here. Just great history here.
You know it's about to be, next June is our 40th anniversary.
I know that. I'm pretty much going to figure that out. Didn't I just say 1976? Any idiot can figure out that next year will be the 40th year.
We're dealing with the future of people that don't know how to add. They're sitting on their iPads going, 1976.
Yeah.
40 years next year. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? But any club that can be in business doing laughter for 4 to 6 years, there's got to be something right.
On 2nd Avenue in Manhattan. It is unbelievable, actually, because who would be the second oldest club here? Like, where else? Was Dangerfield here then?
Dangerfield was here, but I don't know whether that's considered a real... I don't want to say that. No, that's wrong. That has always been a comedy club, but not like... I don't know. These were the real comedy clubs.
Well, it was like Comic Strip, Catch.
Catch was first, and the Improv was before anything.
Oh,
and
they
then,
were.
And Catch, Ride, and stuff, we worked there. But this opened up brand new where the younger comedians could get on in due time, you know. Everybody at Catch, where these guys are already in business, you know, Dangerfield and Richard Pryor and David Brenner, they own the stage. David Say, Richard, I forgot his name, he's on that TV show.
Belzer?
Richard Belzer, yeah.
You saw everybody.
I saw Pat Benatar, Elaine Boozler.
Benatar?
See, back in the day, we had comedians, then we had a singer.
Really?
Comedians, then a singer, yes.
And Pat Benatar did?
She started at Catch a Rising Star.
Really?
Yes. You didn't know that?
No.
Yes, I'm teaching you some history.
That's amazing, actually.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Are you still doing Vegas, or are you...
Well, let me give you the story in Vegas. I was doing radio here in New York City at Magic 105.1. I was also at Kiss FM in New York City and very successful, but they asked me to come out to Las Vegas many years ago. I've been working since 1979 with Diana Ross and Tom Jones, and then I went off to do my own, and so I started doing radio, which I love radio, morning radio too. So they asked me to come out to Las Vegas for 30 days. I went out for 30 days, and the president of the hotel, the Flamingo, says, "You ain't going nowhere."
Really?
And it was very successful. And what was different about it is that I owned the show. I didn't work for the hotel. Most entertainers work for the hotel. They get a check from the hotel. Mm. But I did a deal called four-walling. That means I own all four walls. Therefore, I did all of the marketing. I did all of the advertising, which I'm an expert at. That's how this club got started with me, advertising them. But I knew that. And next thing you know, 60 days, 90 days, and... After 10 years, my best friend Jerry Seinfeld came on stage. You know what he said?
What?
All right, you've been very successful here for 10 days, but there's a whole generation that don't know you. You're out of here. And anything he says, that's my best friend for 39 years. We do whatever. If he tells me to do something, I take his advice. I tell him to do something, he take my advice. How about that? I'm the one told him to do the American Express commercials.
Really?
Yes.
That's.
I've told you before. We just like I'm a best man in his wedding. Why can't I do that?
Do you guys still do the walk over the bridge?
Well, he does that with some other guys because I'm working.
Oh, I thought you guys
did it. I was working.
Well, you were
working. I was working. Yeah, I'm the father of his kids. How about that? So you know, I'm doing pretty good. Well, and this is Richie. This is Richie Tink, and he's the owner of the club. I think he's going to sit in with us.
I know. If you want to put on these
headphones, is he?
Richard.
Yes.
Richard. I said Richard. What the fuck? Where did that come from?
Watch your language. We're on internet radio now. You cannot curse on this on internet radio.
Yeah. That's the best thing about internet radio is that you can curse.
You're not supposed to curse anytime.
Tommy likes that.
Tommy, listen, we're not going to curse on this. This is one podcast. Listen to me, you with your punk ass. Listen to me.
Listen.
We're not gonna
cursing.
No cursing.
Fucking A.
EG no.
I'm sorry, Richie. There's Jesse right there on the.
I see Jesse.
Richie, how you doing?
Hi, Jess. How you doing?
Richie Tinkin, the owner of the comic strip, from day one, in here in the booth with George Wallace.
No, he was actually the owner before day one, before it even started. He's the idea and the concept of the whole thing.
When I signed the lease, I was the owner.
Yeah, when he signed the lease, he was the owner.
And George was one of my first acts.
One of the first that came in here. As a matter of fact, I put him on the back of buses going up and down 2nd Avenue and 3rd Avenue. Did you know that?
I always heard that story, but I never heard it from you.
Well, and why I'm would he lie to you? If he told you, why would he lie to you? There's something wrong with you, Tommy.
That's radio. I'm trying to get people to hear it from you.
Okay. So, Richie, I came in. Let me tell you this
story.
I came in to sell he and his partners at the time advertising to put on the buses.
Yeah.
And to give them a good deal, put your business in the street. That's what you put your business
put
in the
your
street.
Put your business in the street.
This is true.
And it was based on words, the least amount of words.
The least amount of words. I don't want it to be busy, anything. Eat, drink, and laugh.
That was it. Mm-hmm. So that's where the movie.
And we had the guy with the pie coming
in. And the pie. Keep it as simple as you can. That's why when I even speak, I don't know a lot of big words. Because when I was taught in marketing, make it as simple as possible.
But wouldn't never you make talk, more off
never
more words?
Talk, no, never talk where people can understand you. Always talk where they won't misunderstand you. So you make it plain. You make it clear. It's like if I listen to a guy like Dennis Miller, I have no idea what the hell he's talking about.
But don't you make more money off the more words you sell for advertising?
Advertising is making it plain, making it clear. Nobody misunderstands what you're presenting.
So nobody get confused.
Exactly.
See, I'm thinking like newspaper where they want you by the letter, and they're charging you, 50 letters, that's $500.
Well, the best thing to do when you see a lot of people don't know this about comedy, make sure you can read it, make sure it is visible, especially at night. You got to think about people are reading at night, too. So you got to think about your colors. Like, it's okay to put Richie on the back of the bus, but I would never put a food on the back of the bus because that's dirt, and dirt doesn't relate to food. But comedy and laughter, and every car driving down the street stuck in this New York traffic, that's where we put him.
This is exactly what he said to me back then.
That's
in 1976.
You just walked in off the street.
Yeah.
And
because I knew they were opening up at a comedy club.
He was driving a Lincoln Continental.
So this was the first year. Was it before you opened or right when you opened?
Same time.
Right, maybe a month before.
Not even. I came here to sell him a program. I came here to sell him a program on a Thursday. And then after I closed all of the advertising business, tried to talk him into the deal. And I said, by the way, I do a little comedy act. You know what they said to me? Well, come over here tomorrow night, Thursday night, and do what you see. Let's see what you do.
He got up with a phone book in his hand and did his act.
But man, I was called the Reverend Wallace Stanford. The telephone was my Bible.
Like the headshot that's on the wall.
The Good Book of Bill.
The Reverend George, George Wallace.
That's right.
That was based on the Governor George Wallace.
Yeah.
Was that the same night, though, that you came in
here? Well, what happened was he told me to come the next night. I think that was on Thursday, right. And I was here on a Friday. Every night since then, I've been on stage. It worked the first night I came in. I was singing. They always would put me on last.
So did you quit the bus job immediately?
No.
He always went on last because he blew the house away.
Well, you have to go up last then.
About one night, they switched him around, and nobody could follow him, Jerry included.
Really?
And he still can't follow me. But we had so much fun here, and at the time, and I didn't know what I was doing. You know, nobody, no company knows what they're doing, you know, when you first start. You know,
absolutely.
You don't know who you are until 7 years. You don't have a voice until after 7 years. Very few people is very rare.
I always heard 10.
Well, you always heard 10?
I always heard 10 years is when you find yourself.
When you find your voice. There's very few people, like Robin Williams did it a little early, I think. And there's a very
well, he
few
had
people.
Help.
That's not right. That's
I'm
not
sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry.
You know he's looking and watching down.
No, I love Robin Williams. I'm just saying he had a little help.
What? Oh, I got to call him.
Yeah. Wasted time, everybody. Look, hey, Richie, look at Jesse sitting there on the camera with his hamburger on his bed.
That's not a hamburger. That's a cheeseburger,
a
dude.
Cheeseburger. It's actually a bank, and it's full of money. Shake it.
Is it a bank?
Can we shake it?
Shake it.
Oh, my God. I thought that was a real cheeseburger. You had me fooled, dude. Because it reminds me of the joke. Do people say stupid stuff, you know? Because every time I pull into, like, a McDonald's or a Burger King and I ask the little idiot through the PA system, I like a hamburger. You know what the idiot says to me?
What?
You want cheese on that? What? Did Mother. I order a cheeseburger?
Order
I ordered a hamburger, and I want ham on it.
Really?
See, you got to watch me out to a joke in there every now and then.
It's great because our partner here, Jesse, is like either a lot institutionalized or something. I don't know. He was good one
week. Institutionalized, does that mean Sam to do something with the system or like that?
I don't know what's going on over there. He's just kind of in a bedroom and he's got a poster on a wall because he was good one week.
Jesse. Is it Jesse?
Yeah.
What else is that on your bed back there? That's that little thing sticking out.
Buddha.
That's Buddha.
Are you Hindu? Is Buddha Hindu?
No. He's just my buddy.
Oh, okay. You like it. You like to rub his stomach before you go to bed? you look weird, aren't you, Jesse? You got a bank that looks like a hamburger, and you got a Buddha that sleeps with you. And both of them have holes. I don't know what you...
He's wearing a Batman shirt.
That's right. I'm Batman.
And he's in California.
Where in California are you, my friend?
I'm in Sacramento.
Oh, that's some real freaks up there. I was in Sacramento yesterday. I went up there.
I
was up there. I went to visit my old friend. He used to be the governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I can't repeat his name, but you know.
Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger, I can't say his name.
I can't say his name, you know. I'm not allowed to say the N-word. You know, you're not supposed to say the N-word. They buried the N-word 4 years ago. You know the NAACP buried, actually put it in a coffin? And it rolled like Jesus.
Did they really?
Like Jesus. And then, you know, new kids are using the N-word's term of endearment. I don't use it, but I'm walking down 2nd Avenue, 72nd Street yesterday, and I heard two guys say, "What's up, my nigga?" And I turned around, and there was two white guys hugging each other. I said, "I think I better keep my black ass walking.
I gotta keep going.
I better keep walking up in here."
I don't know what's going on.
But, you know, the kids use it. You know, and words don't mean people mean. So.
No.
So that's the name of that tune.
So George is in town because he's getting ready to do Seth Meyers on Monday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what time it's on. Is it 11, 12:30?
Oh, that's wrong, dude.
I'm
sorry. That means you work too hard. And a lot of us, you know, it's like comedians that work, we don't get to see TV, a lot of TV. Like I was on stage tonight, you never know what's going to happen at the comic strip.
Absolutely.
And Leslie came in from Saturday Night Live. See, that's what it's good about the comedy clubs. When you come to New York City, you come to comic strip, and you see people like that walk in. That's really cool.
Just hanging out. She didn't even want to go on stage. Yep. She was just hanging out.
And I brought her up as my daughter.
Is that what you did?
Yeah, and everybody looking at her, they do look alike.
Daddy brought Mike Pitt up as his son.
They brought Mike Pitt up as all of these. I got so many kids around. You know, I have a kid that's I went to school, University of Akron. Jesse, have you ever heard of the University of Akron, Ohio?
No.
No. At least play along.
Don't worry. Jesse, just the Akron zips. You know the zips. Act like you do. But I have a son. I went to school there. And I have another son. A lady told me that I was the father. You know, when you go into college, you don't know what you're doing. And I didn't want to admit. Because, first of all, I told a lady, you know, I know she was wrong. Me being a father. Because I know I'm a lotion man. First of all, I'm a lotion man, okay? Lotion man. You know what I mean? I love to do that joke, lotion man, because a lot of people don't know what I'm talking about. But the people that know what I'm talking about, they know what I'm talking about. But I said, I'm a lotion man. But I did have to go back to Akron High and take a DNA test. I took the test and I came back. When I came out of the testing room, Maury Povich was sitting there.
Yeah, it's yours.
George Wallace, you are the father of this boy. But listen, though, but what happened was, I went back, you know, and I've been a good guy all my life. And I went back to Akron, Ohio, and I tried to pay child support payments for 21 years because that's what a real father's supposed to do. I was happy to do that. But you know the boy wouldn't even take my money. God bless him.
Really?
He wouldn't take my money. And he's a good guy, too. He was a... He may get on himself. He went down and he was playing ball in Cleveland, then he went to play basketball down in Miami. Now he's back in Cleveland. He's a basketball player. What's that boy's name?
Oh, shit.
LeBron.
That's him. That's him. That's my son, LeBron James.
He's giving you money now.
Yeah, I'm going to sue him for father support.
Father support.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That
what are
be-
you supposed to talk about on a podcast? Is there anything, any subject matter we're supposed to cover?
Well, see, that's the whole point of this one is it's called Wasted Time, which means
well,
usually,
we're damn doing a good job at that. We are really doing a job at that.
Mission accomplished.
Hey,
there's no format. There's no rhyme, no reason. We're just drinking and interviewing people.
I'm drinking.
Well, we did ask for drunken stories. Do you have a good drunken story for us?
I don't have a drunken story for you, but I want you to do one thing. I want you to watch Comedy Central. I am going to be on an upcoming segment of Drunken History.
Oh, man. Heard about that show
That's
tonight.
That's a very funny show. And you just heard it tonight.
I just, one
really
of the waitresses
good.
Was asking
Look
me
out
if
for
I heard
that.
About it.
Mm-hmm. And I just did a show with Cedric the Entertainer called The Soul Man.
I love that show.
Okay, then I'm doing also the series on Disney Channel called Casey Undercover. There's a young, pretty little black girl named Zendaya. And I'm her grandfather. And so I'm pretty busy. I just finished a movie down in Texas for 10 days called Jericho. I've been so blessed. I'm the most successful comedian you've ever met. Jesse, did you know that? I'm the most successful.
I didn't know, but now I do.
But now what you need to know, and everybody listening, what you need to know, it's not how much money you make. It's how you enjoy your life while
you're
living.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
Yeah, and I made it. And when I say I'm the most successful, I'm as happy as Seinfeld or Eddie and all of my friends. I'm happier than they are. That, you know, and all of them are married. And you know what pisses me off about married people? You can't call them after 9:30 because of the kids, but shit, they call you all night, any time of the night. And I want them to stop bragging on their damn kids. And all you single, all you married people, we single people, a ton of you married people, showing us pictures of your little ugly-ass kids, okay? Y'all making me cuss now. These people, you know, this is my cute little daughter. Stop bragging on your kids, too. My daughter, she's 2 years old. She can count to 100. She knows her different colors. I said, but she's still shitting in her pants.
Yeah, exactly. She can count to 100, but she can't fucking not wear a diaper.
Right, yeah, call me when she stops shitting in her pants.
What? The drunken history, though, did you actually get drunk and do?
Mm-mm. They have some actors get drunk, and they have some actors doing the part. So I played the part of Bill Russell. It was the day of Muhammad Ali.
Okay.
And so Muhammad Ali, they had young kids there portraying Ali, and I was Bill Russell. And it was really, really nice back in the day, when Ali refused to go to the services.
Right.
So all of this was on, you know, and it was just stand up for his, and that was pretty bold back in the day.
Oh, that was
That was bigger than anything, you know, for anybody to turn down the army.
That, and that he changed his name to
He changed his name to Muhammad Ali. And that exactly, that was part of the story. My name is Muhammad Ali. And they said, what was his first name?
Cassius Clay.
And my name is Muhammad Ali. And my religion causes me not to fight and kill people that I don't even know. He had a point back then. You know, we were black and Negroes back then. We weren't being treated right here, so why should he go over there and kill some Vietnamese that he doesn't even know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like today, black people still getting killed by the police, huh?
Ugh.
Don't turn this into that.
I know.
Well, I'm not just saying, no.
I know. I agree.
Jesse, in California, there was a guy in California last week, the police brutality, there was a guy that stole a car in California. Jesse, did you see this on TV? He stole a car, and then when they caught him in the car, he jumped out of the car and stole a horse.
What?
He stole a horse.
Oh, the guy that was up in the...
See?
Yeah, and then they shot him.
And then the horse dumped his ass, and when the man dumped his ass, he immediately fell to the ground, put his hand behind his back so the police officers could...
shot him anyway.
They still beat him. 10 people beat him up. And they beat him so badly so that the horse actually came back to the guy and said, dude, apologize to the dude. this shit is true, I'm making up.
I saw that story. Absolutely. I swear to God. It was like a month ago I saw
it. Exactly. And the horse came back and said, dude, I didn't know they was going to beat your ass like that.
Well, I didn't know that
horses,
about the horse part.
Speaking of horses, that horse won the race today. The third
Triple Crown.
Triple Crown, yeah.
American Pharoah.
America Pharoah. Isn't that amazing? Hadn't done that in a long time.
Since 1978, I heard.
76.
Oh,
but was it?
Fucking, I'm wrong.
Was it a record? 76? Because you got that. You're in and what, you know the word I'm looking for. I tell you, I don't use big words.
I don't know when it's wasted.
1976 is with the clubs, when the club started here. That's why you said 76.
Oh. Yeah. No, I said 78. You said 76.
Well, whatever the hell it was. Who gives a shit?
It's one of them.
The club started in 76, though.
Yeah. But see, the Triple Crown and then the horses. Yeah. And what is it with the horses? Somebody said the other day they heard it from the horse's mouth. What is it with all these damn horses, you know? That's a horse of a different color. I don't mean, don't keep beating a dead horse. You get down off your high horse, you know? And what's the more? Don't change horses in the middle of the stream. What's the more? They got to say, I'm hung like a horse.
I'm hung like a horse.
You can go, what the hell is it with all these damn horses? Fuck you and the horse you rode in here on. Now, why insult that horse? That horse never insulted. You never heard another horse say, fuck you and the guy that rode in on your back, do you?
You could go all day with that, with the whole, I didn't realize there were so many horse expressions.
Up. I'm going to do that. I'm going to get that. All of the horse expressions, I'm going to do it.
Why not?
Yeah.
Really? You didn't already do that?
Stop being a horse's ass.
Yeah, there you go.
Horse shit.
Horse shit, right? Yeah, that's horse shit, dude. That's how the white people say it. That's horse shit, dude.
You're horse shit.
Horse shit.
You know what he said, Jesse? Horse shit, dude.
Horse shit.
Dude.
What is hamburger?
The hamburger.
So, Monday night, Seth Meyers.
Yep.
That's awesome. I'm excited.
Awesome.
Did you finally get your set all together,
Hell
ready to go?
No. Him a little bullshit act up there on the stage.
He's going to come in tomorrow night and have the FD tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Please, really?
You know what?
Just run.
That's what I used to get when I was in school. I used to come home with my report card, nothing but D's and F's. My mother said, what the hell are these D's and F's for? And I would always say, doing fine. D.F. Sweetler is going to be here. I know this guy since day one. He's such a nice guy. And he's still incoming. Isn't that wonderful?
He's still here.
Is he still selling
every
shoes,
day.
Too? He still sells shoes?
No, he teaches a comedy class.
Does he still sell shoes?
But we don't give him any spots as a comedian, but we let him teach it.
That's cool.
Until we change the locks.
I bet he still looks like he's 15 years old, doesn't he? He was a young, good-looking, dressed kid.
He still lives in the same apartment. I think he's paying $100 a month to live on the Upper East Side.
Well, that's
rent control.
That's all he's making is $100.
Pretty much. Exactly.
He still works here, right?
That's right.
Can't afford to move, but he's one of the best-dressed men I've ever seen in my life.
And you're going to see him tomorrow.
Yeah, how about that? I'm having so much fun in New York and in this club and sit here to talk with you.
I know, so why don't you move back?
I do live here, you know.
Oh, you do? I thought you lived in Vegas.
No, I do live in Vegas, and I live here.
He lives everywhere.
That's very contradicting.
It's not contradicting. When you work 39 years, your ass should be able to have something somewhere, right? Huh.
I live everywhere.
I live in New York. I live in Atlanta.
I live in
Los Angeles. I got places all over the place.
Well, you need to be here more.
Well, I do, because I've had so much fun at the comic strip in the last two nights. And, you know, it's just been, I met a guy today. Buddy came in, used to be Buddy Mantilla. I hadn't seen him in 30 years. And just to be with Richie. This has really been exciting. You know what's more exciting?
What?
The young comedians here.
Really?
The young comedians have been wonderful. Mike Pitts and
Mike Pitts.
Whatever the hell that
Mike Brent.
DJ, that black son.
His son.
He's my son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You forgot your own son's
What's
name.
What's his name, Mike? What, bitch?
Mike Britt.
Britt. Give me, let me charge my, is that a mic? Let me charge my phone.
Oh, I'm not charging in here. There's a charger out by the bar, though.
You got your phone charging? Why you're not?
It's not, this is just plugged in for music. Hold on one second.
We need music for the show. Don't go anywhere. I don't have to have it. I'm just going to show you something. Don't bother her. Him?
Oh, I'm going to get her to go plug your
phone
in.
Don't plug my phone in. I was just going to show you. You asked me, did I live here?
Oh, I thought
I'm
you
just
needed
to show
charge
you.
Your phone.
That's what I look at every day. That's why I live here very well. That's
really?
Yes, really.
Should I play the video?
It's not a video. It's not long. I don't know what I'm doing.
It was a video. It's
it was
play.
A video, but that's what...
That's your
video.
View?
I have 19 views. I have 19 windows. I look all over...
Here, Jesse, look at his view.
Jesse can see that all the way from California?
All right, a little more to your... The other way. There we go. Whose view is that?
Mine. He just told you. You know it's not Tommy.
I didn't hear it.
It's damn right. That ain't my view from Queens.
Well, I can see my house.
That's
I can
a beautiful
see,
view.
You know, I can
beautiful.
See Kennedy Airport. I see LaGuardia Airport.
I'm right by LaGuardia.
I see your house. Okay? I see the whole thing. And, it's nice living in New York City. It's really wonderful. That's my son right there, Mike Britt.
Mike Britt. Yeah. Look, he's pretending
people,
he doesn't
who
know
Who are those people
right
out there trying to get in the club? Are they?
I know. There's like a guy with a bow tie. And look, he's making faces. I have no idea who this guy is. Mike, Mike.
Are they coming in to do some time?
I don't know. They're being creepy, whoever they are. I think they're customers. There's a big window here, so people can see us in here.
As we walk, as they
but
walk
they have
through,
no
the
clue
show.
What the fuck we're doing
there's
in
like
here.
There's like a fishbowl.
Yeah.
Who's the man with the bow tie? Is there anybody out there on the door to help these people?
Yeah, she's talking to him right now, but I don't know what this guy is
that
doing
guy's a
with
this
bow tie.
He's a weatherman right there. That's what he does. He's a weatherman or an economist.
I think he's part of Louis Farrakhan's clan.
They're white, dude. They're a white man.
I know, but he's wearing a bow tie. Who does that anymore?
I wear a bow tie.
What? Well, Jesse's gone.
Well.
Oh.
Jesse.
I'm here.
All right. So
this podcast.
I don't want to hold you up anymore.
Yeah, you've been holding me here for, you know, I have another show to do.
Do you? All right. Well, let me get you out of here then. I really appreciate you coming in here.
Well,
really.
Appreciate you being on here. I didn't know you had another show.
Well, I just told you.
You're clearly not paying attention,
Jesse.
I know.
That's what you tell people when you're tired of them. You know, I have another show.
I'm done with this. I have another show. I mean,
I have a real show.
Well, George, I appreciate you coming in. I really do.
And I got to come back tomorrow and do the comic. If you're not doing anything, you know, always stop by the comic strip on 2nd Avenue. You can ask anybody about where's a good place to go, a club to go in New York City. You can always count on the comic strip.
Comic strip live.
Yeah, comic strip live.
George Wallace going to be on Seth Meyers on Monday night, right?
Something good is going to happen to you, whether you like it or not.
And he's going to be on Seth Meyers on Monday night, and he doesn't even know what he's going to do yet.
He's doing big things.
I know the boss is here, and he's telling me what to do. We're going over these jokes, taking them in and out, putting them in, taking them out.
And you're going to move more into New York longer instead of going to Atlanta.
The problem is, every time I go to a city, I say that about every city I'm in.
Oh, I love Atlanta. I wish I could be here more.
I love New York City. I love Los Angeles. Oh, it's just great. But most importantly, I love hanging out with the young comics. I really do.
Well, they're all coming through here.
Well, coming through here, no matter where they are, it's just good to see young comics trying to get into coming, and I can give them some advice, you know?
Yeah.
And the most advice is about make sure you enjoy your life. Make sure you're honest to yourself. And I tell the young comedians now, if you're in this business, you can't want to be a comedian. You got to be a comedian. There's no question about it. You got to be. Because if you want to be, you can want to be a lot of things because there's a lot of work and because you got a lot of bullshit. If you can put up with 80%, that's all this is, 80% bullshit, and you can do it and play the game, you can make a great living. Don't even worry about trying to make all the money in the world. Just make enough for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
And it's a lot of work. It really is, man. Like the selling, the whole game.
That's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. We work. And some people think, you know, well, they're just on stage for 15 minutes. But we're working 24 hours a day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're watching Nancy Grace with her dumb ass.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize how hard comedians worked until I started working at the comic strip.
Yeah, well, Jesse, now you know. The boss is telling me to wrap it up.
Rich,
when the boss gets tired of his own shit.
Rich already took his headphones off. He's halfway out the door.
He owns this podcast, and he's saying, okay, I heard that shit. I heard that. It's enough.
All right, George. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate
Tommy
it.
Tommy and Jesse,
welcome.
Both of you need to know, if I never talk to you again in life, it'll be too damn soon to get Chicago. So.
Perfect. Thank you, George. George Wallace.
And I hate you, Jesse, with that damn cheeseburger. You made me hungry. It's not a real cheeseburger, but that's what my fat ass need is a fake cheeseburger.
George Wallace, everybody. He's going to be on Late Night with Seth Meyers on Monday night, and you can catch him here at the Comic Strip Live tomorrow night, Sunday night at 8 o'clock.
I'm George Wallace. I always close with saying, I'm George Wallace. I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
We love you, too.
Oh, that's enough of this bullshit. Let me get the hell out of this tight-ass booth. They're getting on my last nerve.
Thank
Somebody
you, George.
Gave me two cheap-ass T-shirts.
Those are good
what
shirts,
I paid
man.
For.
Those shirts are awesome. Those are.
They're not big enough for me, and they're always too tight.
Double XL?
I'm fat.
Oh, that's as big as they make them for us.
I know.
But they're comfortable.
But I have them for gift, and it's good. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to go out and watch the people in the comic strip.
Thank you, George. Thanks for being on.
Au
revoir,
Jesse, once again. Look like
thank
we know. It's kind of like being in a black church. The preacher keeps saying, I'm closing now. I'm going to leave now. I said bye-bye 5 times to you stupid ass.
Don't go. Okay, don't go.
Bye-bye.
Look at Richie out there just like giving you the evil eye. He's waiting. Thank you, George. I really appreciate it, man.
Dude, you said that 15 times already.
Because I really appreciate it. And I'm drunk. It's wasted time.
Say it one more time.
It's wasted time.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, George.
I'm out of here.
All
right. Thank you.
This room is so tight, I can't even get up.
Here, let me see if I can move.
It's kind of like the men's room.
There we go. We got you. Comic Strip Studios. Jesse. You're welcome.
Make sure I don't get anything wet.
No, you're good to go. Don't try to leave your shirts here.
No, I'm taking mine. It's going to be in my gift set.
There you go. Thanks, George. Again. Jesse. Oh, it's fucking great. Fucking love this guy.
Tom.
Yeah.
I could barely hear you guys.
Really? Oh, we're still on. Wow, really?
Yeah, I could barely hear George.
But you could hear him at least a little bit.
A little bit.
All right. Then that's probably the cue to probably wrap shit up, huh?
How, could you hear me okay?
Yeah, we hear you guys. You guys. We hear you great.
All right. Well, I mean, as long as you hear me fine, that's all that matters.
Is it?
Sure.
I'm psyched. So this wasn't a bad first episode back.
No, not at all. I mean, you probably got to clean it up a little bit, but it should be all right.
Well, I'm definitely gonna, wow, what the fuck? Did the show end already? Wow, everybody's leaving. Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to do some editing, but all right, Richie's waving goodbye. Goodbye,
just a
Richie.
Little, I think just a little bit with the first part with Brian. I mean, you're going to have to clean that up a little bit, but for the most part, I think it was good.
All right, well, you know we're still on.
Yeah?
Yeah. We got to wrap it up. And then we can talk about editing later. Clearly, everybody, this is wasted time.
Goddamn right it is.
We got to clean that up a little bit. So, everybody, you might not hear all this nonsense because we're going to clean
it
up.
You're going to cut this out.
That was great, though. We had George in here for a good amount of time. That was good. And Richie was in here, which was hopefully everybody can understand.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Everybody sounded good. I mean, everything, I think, went well.
All right, so this might work. We'll have to wait and see how many hits we get, but the East Coast, West Coast thing might be all right.
Yeah.
I'm down with it.
Until we start making some money, then I'll move my ass back out there.
I know. You got to come back out here, man. Fuck this shit,
man. Give me the loot.
I know. Well, I'm going to call Time Warner. What are you doing out there? What's going on with you anyway? Your girlfriend, living? What are you doing? Just working, living?
I have a lady friend.
All right.
That's about it. I mean, really. I mean, I'm not doing too much. I'm doing a lot of writing. Working on some short films and shit. I did put a couple short films into a film festival last year. I'm going to try and do it again this year. We'll see what happens, though.
I saw you did some short film with somebody, and it looked actually really cool, though.
It didn't turn out exactly the way I wanted. One of them was kind of funny. One was a little bit of a horror. And they were okay, but I mean, we'll see what happens. I got to do more.
I got a bunch of shit
like half written that I just got to finish.
I know. Well, you're not going to get it anywhere in Sacramento.
No, I'm not. I mean,
How the fuck did you end up in Sacramento?
I had a couple of buddies out here that I moved were living out here from college, and you know, we were supposed to start working together and doing a whole bunch of other crazy things. It just fell through. As far as doing a bunch of video projects, shit just didn't work out the way it was supposed to. But it's what it is.
All right, for some reason everything's starting to break up, so I'm gonna fucking wrap this shit up.
All right then.
Look at that delay, man. Holy shit.
How bad is it?
it's when you listen to this podcast, you'll realize how bad the delay was. It's hilarious. But I think it was a success.
Wow. Right.
Our first episode back without even being in person, I think it went well.
Yeah. I think it went well. Maybe we need to try and figure out Skype. Maybe that.
I don't know if Skype is going to be better than FaceTime. We should try it, though. I couldn't get through to you for some reason. But, all right, fuck it, man. Let's wrap it up. Wasted time, everybody.
Wasted time.
Jesse and Tom E. back. Going to be back every week. This episode will be up soon, and you're welcome.
You are welcome, everyone.
All right,
everybody. Excellence.
Thanks for listening to Wasted Time, everybody.
You have a fantastic day. Awesome.
I'm happy.
I'm happy. That was good. Can you hear me still? Yeah.
I got the music. Whatever. I'm calling you.
All right, sounds good. All right, good show. Excellent.